Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
So good to be back on Blog Talk Radio again tonight. It's been a beautiful day here in East Tennessee, and we thank God for that. And we thank God for all the ones that are tuned in listening. Just tell all your friends and family about the broadcast and have them to tune in, and I'm sure that they'll be blessed. And just join us tonight or this evening as we lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and as we praise and worship him and preach his word, just join in with us and we'll have church. And we want to thank all the prayer warriors that's been praying for this ministry. We thank God for all of you guys and for praying for us. We need all the prayers that we can get. So the devil's out there to try to stop this broadcast, but praise the Lord. The Lord let us get back on again tonight. We was having some problems getting on, but thank God right at the last minute we finally got through to them. So the devil just ain't wanting the word to go out, but it's going to go out anyway. He might hinder, but he can't stop. And we just thank God for everything that he's doing, for what he's going to continue to do. And we have some urgent prayer requests right now. I know all the prayer requests are important to us, but we have some urgent ones. And Cookie Woods let us know that her son-in-law, the doctor, has told them that he's dying. And just pray for her daughter and her family and all them. And also pray for a man that we went to church with in South Carolina. His name's Larry Hicks, and he's in ICU again, not doing well at all. He had a brain bleed, and we just say Ezekiel 16:6 over him. And then there's a little Landon that's really been having a hard time with the chemo. He's been pretty sick, running fever and everything. So just remember him and his parents as they take care of him, as they take him back and forth to these treatments. There's just so many hurting people out there that we need to be praying for, especially the ones that don't know the Lord. They're sick, so we need to be lifting all of our loved ones and all of our friends up to the Lord that don't know the Lord, and just pray that somehow or another that they'll be reached. And the subject for today is Matthew 7:21, and it says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." You know, we got to stay in the will of the Lord, and then we won't be in his way. And in order to stay in his will, we need to stay in that word, pray, search out the scriptures, and we'll know the perfect will of God. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." When we're in the will of God, we will have the peace in our hearts. But, you know, if we ever get out of the will of God, we're going to be miserable. So So we need to stay in the will of God. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And you know, if we don't stay in the will of the Lord, then really we're sinning, because we got to obey what the Lord tells us to do, and his word will tell us how to live and what to do. I'm going to have Tim come around and sing a few songs, and then we'll get the ones on here that's on here to obey the Lord. Just worship and praise the Lord with us tonight, and just pray for all these needs, these urgent requests that I sent out a while ago.
Thank you. forgive me, Lord, I pray. More me in your way. No, I won't be in your way. We might be more, I'm just a blood. In which you place your hand. Not my will, but yours be done. So I don't understand.
Wonder why our prayers don't seem to
get Brother, we're going to get Brother Miles to come on and obey the Lord, and then Tim can come back in a little bit and we get him turned on here. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, sis. I just want to thank God first. You know, we got such a beautiful day down here in Alabama. It's been pretty all day, and I've been thanking God and praising Him. Think about me and you talking on the phone yesterday. We was talking about what God's going to say to people. You know, how the ones that lived right and stayed in God's will and kept hold of His mighty hand, He's going to say, "Welcome in, my good and faithful servant. It is the joys of you, Lord." But what about the others? And He has to say, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity." I never knew, because they didn't know about the will of God. They didn't know how to get in the will of God, know how to find the will of God for their life. They hear the word of God preached, but they never read it. They never study it. And the thing about the word of God, the things of God, including His word, it tells you in the Bible, is spiritually discerned. How are you going to discern it by the Spirit if you don't have the Spirit?
That's
about that. Let's write. We'll start reading there in Matthew 7 in just a second. But, you know, we've got to have a guide and a teacher in our lives. That's why Jesus said, "If I go away, I'm going to pray to the Father. He'll send you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. When He comes, He'll teach you all things. Glory to God. And He'll bring all things to your remembrance when you need them. Praise the Lord. But what you do, in the meantime, you study the Word. You get this Word of God, you break it open, and it'll feed you like good food. It feeds your soul. Don't starve your soul and feed your body, but feed your soul and let you lose some weight off that body. I looked down a minute ago and seen my tithe had a big lump in it. And I looked down and realized that was my belly, where I've gained a little weight lately. Maybe I need to push back my table a little more and get down on my knees a whole lot more and get to crying out to God, because I need that more than I need food. I need that more than I need anything, is to be in the will of God." And this is what it says right here, verse 21, chapter 7 of Matthew. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." So we find out right there that without us being in the will of God, we're not going in. We can deceive ourselves. And me and Sister Betty was talking about this earlier today. There's a lot of people that serve God their way. They, you know, they believe parts of the word. They believe some preachers that preach it. And they'll live that part of it. "Well, I don't curse. I don't steal. And I try not never to lie. I try to do this." But you're trying to do it your way. But if you get the word of God inside you and live that word of God in your life, you'll be in the will of God, because the Holy Ghost is teaching it to you and bringing it back to your remembrance. But what did I say? The Holy Ghost. You've got to have that Spirit. I'll get to that later. But this goes on. And it said at that day, at the time Jesus comes back, said, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord." Now, see if it sounds like you. "Have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works." In other words, we're in church. We might get on the committees, get on the little groups that volunteer to do stuff. And boy, we think we're uptown with God, because we're doing it our way, and we're volunteering for what we want to do. But what if God wanted you to volunteer for something else? Or God's got another direction for you to go. Another person out here somewhere He needs you to talk to. And you're not going to know unless you're in the will of God. And if you're not got the Spirit of God, how are you going to discern what the Spirit of God wants you to do if you don't have it? And it said this, "Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity." Well, He didn't know them because they never love God enough to seek after his spirit. They didn't want to have a knowledge of God's will. They wanted to think they was doing God's will by not doing certain things, or I do this little bit, I do this over here, and I try to help people every once in a while, so I know I've been born again. Praise God. Well, I know what the Bible said. If you're born again, he said you'd receive the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So if you're cleaned up, really born again, and that old man has been buried, glory to God, in the baptism, and he never rises up again, you're a brand new creature in Christ, and you can receive the Spirit of God, the sweet Holy Ghost, the teacher, the keeper, the guide, everything we need, hallelujah, God. What we need in this world, to know how to walk in the will of God, to know what the will of God is. And I'm going to tell you this, I don't know about in school today, but we learned how to pray the will of God in us when I was in school. And right here it is. Just back up a page in chapter 6 in Matthew. And it was the prayer they learned us in school. So after this manner, therefore pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now listen to this one. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. When you prayed that, if you've ever prayed the Lord's Prayer, you just prayed that his will be done in you. Because when he said in earth, that means us. Because remember it said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his own. He's talking about us. We're the world. He's talking about is us. When you pray that prayer, you're asking God that his will be done in you as it's done in heaven. Glory to God. You surrender it to the will of God. Hallelujah. And you ought to be taught what the will is by the Spirit of Almighty God. It goes on, hallelujah. And we ask everything from him. It says, thou give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. See, it's him.
Amen.
It's his will in us that makes us a child of the living God. It's his will in us that lets us be able to walk in this sinful world and not get all that on us. It's his will in us, being the word of God. You got this right here is a guide under your soul. It tells you how to walk, how to treat other people. It tells you to love your enemies instead of hate them. It tells you if they come to you and they're hungry, give them food. It says if they're thirsty, give them drink. If they're naked, clothe them. And if they won't have nothing to do with you, he said, by doing that, you're heaping coals of fire on their head. So if you can't stand them, you better love them. And we've got to learn that as Christians, because people's getting away from the true word of God, and they're seeking after fables and things that ain't true. And glory to God, I'm telling you this, the true word of God, when it resides within you, you'll have an understanding. The Bible says an unction of what the will of God is in your life. Because without it, praise God, you're shooting in the dark. You can't see the sights on your gun, but you're shooting for heaven. Oh, I'm trying my best to work my way. Well, don't work your way in. Jesus done the work at Calvary. We're to accept the work. We were bought with a price. We're not our own. We belong to God. And if we live for God, you'll live in his will. You can talk just like you should talk. Ugly words to get out of your life. It will be in your mouth no more. Hatred will be gone. Praise God. These people that you used to couldn't stand, you'll wind up getting down on your knees at night and crying and praying for them and seeking the will of God in their life. You won't have no enemies no more. You'll just have people you love that don't love you. That's all you'll have. And there ain't nothing against you in the sight of God. Yeah. But you've got to do the will first. Glory to God. I want to read this right here. It's comes out of Matthew chapter 12, and I'm going to start at verse 47. If you own, just turn your Bibles. I'll give you a second. because I believe this. I believe if a preacher preaches, he ought to tell you where it comes from, and you ought to be able to follow him and know if it's the truth. But praise God. I've seen too many come into church, their sermons wrote out on two or three pieces of paper. They get up there and never open the Bible, but they'll preach a big, long sermon. Praise God. I want you to know this ain't my word. It's not my saying. This is the word of God himself. And glory to God is to be reverenced and obeyed in our lives. And here's what it says in 17. Let's go to 46. I'll start there. It says, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother, his brethren, stood without, desiring to speak with him. And then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. And Jesus answered, he said, unto them that told him, said, who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. He said, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. And you talk about, glory to God, think what he's saying. If we obey the will of God, he's glory in our lives, praise God. And we become a brother unto Jesus Christ, and he's inheriting everything. But we inherit too, right along with him, because he's claimed us as a brother or a sister or as a mother or a father. Glory to God. And the only reason he didn't say father, because God is the father of us all. That's what it is. We need to know that we're kin to Jesus because his blood now flows through our veins too. We've been washed, cleansed, purified inside and out. Glory to God. He cleans the inside of us that the outside might reflect him to the world. But glory to God, people's not got the will of God in them strong enough that when they get saved, born again, cleansed and purified, they got to walk in. They got to show it. We walk in newness of life. And if there's any part, listen to me, if there's any part of that old you that's still showing through, that's why you don't have the Holy Ghost. Because it says in the Bible that we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Yes. That's it. All that old junk, it's gone. We're brand new. We start over. But we start over in Jesus Christ, in the will of the Father, glory to God. He'll be your guide. He'll be your teacher. He'll shine a light wherever you walk, so you don't have to walk in darkness. If you'll walk in his way, glory to God, it's not hard, because he gives us direction. It ain't like we don't know where we're going, because God guides us. Hallelujah. And he'll carry you to people. I've been in a restaurant, and all of a sudden, we pray over our food, and somebody come over and say, can you pray over ours? Or you care if we join you in prayer? And I'm telling you, that's how God moves. He sees the light they do in you. And you know, because you're living in the will of God, you draw others to you. I call it a moth to the flame. They can't get away from God's light because it's everywhere. And if it ain't shining in you and shining out of you, it's because you don't know the will of God for you. They speak today in the churches, that when they're not in the church, you can't tell them from the world. Why is that? Because they don't have the Spirit. They don't have a guide. They don't have a teacher, but they listen to the preacher. They read their Bible once a month or twice a month. Whenever they go to church, they'll read it a little, and the rest of the time it's a dust collector.
Amen.
There ain't no dust on this book. It's getting floppy and loose where it's opened up so much, but praise God, I don't want no dust on it. I don't want no dust and dirt on my heart either. I want to live for God because he died, hallelujah, for me. Hallelujah, you know that? You can't think of that without nearly wanting to cry. I've seen an advertisement today about the Passion of the Christ. And when it showed that, I went to crying just watching them beating the thing. And I went to pray and I said, Lord, I'm sorry that I was so bad a man you had to do that for me. That I was a sinner so rank that you had to have all that happen to you for me to find salvation. But God, I don't ever want to lose it. I don't ever want to walk away. I've not found no nothing no better. I've been all in this world, tried everything, and just found out that I was lost and undone and unhappy and unholy. And praise God, one day I got down and cried out. Do you know what, folks?
Yes.
He had mercy on me. He had mercy on me. As bad a person, as bad a son, as bad a everything as I was. But he had mercy on me and asked me if I'd accept him. And he'd forgive me. He'd take my sins away. Glory to God. And he would send me the Holy Ghost, the teacher of how I ought to walk for it. Glory to God. I'm not smart enough to know the will of God. And ain't no man nowhere smart enough to know it. We have to have the Spirit of God to teach us what the will of God is for us. Praise good Lord. That's just exactly what it says. And I thought about, glory to God, there's so much in here. Here's one that comes out of Matthew 25. And this is a, to me, it's exactly what's going to happen. It says in verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them. Hear this. There's a separation coming, people. It's coming.
Yes.
He's going to separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. What is the goat?
Yes.
Do you know what a goat? According to this scripture, what it's saying, this is like a parable. But the goat is him that refused to walk in the will of God, to follow his word in all that they do and say and think. Praise God. They're the ones that you can't see a light of God in them wherever they go out in this world. But they can come to church on Sunday, lift their hands and wave and just get all into it and go back out of the church and can't tell it again. God's light don't go out, friends. And it said this right here, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. People, glory to God. Me and Sister Bess talked before. I was saying something about this out there in the yard and went to shouting. Spirit got all over me because I was thinking, if I can hear them words, welcome in, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of your Lord. Glory to God, I want to hear that. I want to hear them words. I live for them words. That's all the reward I need. Glory to God. I don't have to have a goal to walk on even though it's there. I don't have to have jasper walls around the city even though it's there. I don't have to have a gate made of a big pearl even though they're there. Glory to God. If Jesus is there, that's enough for this old boy. I'll be happy, and I'll know that I've made it. I've pressed through to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. And what he called you to do, he's called you to follow him, to walk like Jesus, to live in this world, but not in sin, but to live without it, to live holy, in true holiness, holy cleaned up inside and out, presenting this world the image of Jesus in the way you talk, the way you love, the way you feel, the way you treat them, the way you show him to other people. That's the will of God for us. And he goes on.
Amen.
Then even what the next verse said, I ain't going to open it back up to it. The next verse says, then he'll turn to them on his left hand. Take them and their cast into the lake of fire that was made for Satan and the fallen angel. But they got to go in too. Because they chose to walk the route of Satan and not the route of God that he's chosen for us.
Amen.
See, we each one, you're going to have to answer for everything you say in this body. Everything we do in this body. Because, see, there's coming a day. I read it over in Matthew 7. You can read it again. 2 Corinthians 5, and I believe it's verse 10. We all got to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and receive the things we've done in our body, whether they was good or whether they was evil. The good Just we followed God. We done his will. We asked him, how would you have me do this day? How would you have me walk this day? Where would you have me to go this day? Who would you have me to talk to this day? Bring them to me that I can testify of you. Because that's the greatest joy you'll get, is when you can testify to somebody and they break down and you get to help pray them through to Jesus and they receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Boy, I got the chill bumps on me. Whew. That's God bumps, folks, all over me. Because you know what? There ain't no greater joy should be in you than seeing a sinner come to repentance. Because you was one. If you're born again, you was a sinner too. And we ought to be a crying out to God for every one of them out there that don't know him as Lord and Savior. Because it's coming a day. Them goats is going to have to go in that lake of fire. But he's bringing his sheep in. For he said, I am the good shepherd. Glory, I'm the door of the sheepfold. You can't get in but by Jesus. And I don't think you can get in without the Spirit either. But that's, we'll get to that in a minute. I thought about this right here. This comes out. Let's see. Oh, yeah. You know where it said over when Jesus talking about 26 of Matthew and said he come into a place, I know you remember this, a place called Gethsemane, the Garden of Gethsemane, and he took the apostles, y'all stay here, and he took Peter and the sons of Zebedee, and they walked on. He said, y'all walk here with me, and he walked a little further, and he got down to pray, and he said, if you will, let this cup pass from me. Talking about having to go to that old rugged cross. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine. And we've got to do the same in our life, folks. If you ain't willing to give up some and let go of some stuff that you don't need, that's probably hinder your soul, and give it up for God, then you're not asking God to let you walk in his will. You're asking him to bend to your will. And that's what they've done. Glory to God. He said this right here's what he prayed. He said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. He told his son, tarry here and watch with me. That's when he went on. He said, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But he was quick to say, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And how many times have you prayed that lately? God, I'm asking you to help me in this situation. Maybe it's to get another job. Maybe it's to help me with my bills. Maybe I've got sickness in my body and I need healing. But you ought to be able to say, but Lord, whatever your will is in this situation, I want to be able to accept it. So at my will, yeah. God, but yours be done. And you know what? He'll give you more mercy, more grace, abundantly poured on you. And most of the time, he'll answer that prayer with a yea and amen because he loves you. He wants to do for you, but do we want to do for him? That's what's being asked tonight of us. Do you really want to walk in the will of God, to be a servant of the Most High God? Because that's all we can be. We either a servant of God, a follower of the Word, a doer of the Word, or either one of them that wants to sit back and raise our hand every now and then, holler amen once in a while, and let everybody think we're doing that. We've got enough of them. We need some true people in this last day. It goes on. And said, he cometh unto the disciples, findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? And so watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And boy, when we walk in the flesh, you're going to die. That's what the Bible says. But if you walk in the spirit, it's life everlasting. Hey, then I'm going to ask these people, you don't believe in the Spirit of God. You have never received the Spirit of God. I'm asking something. How are you going to avoid death? Because you're still living to the flesh. But when you receive the Spirit and live to the Spirit and follow after the Spirit and seek after the Spirit and desire more of the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that is life everlasting. That's the key to heaven. That's the key to get us in the gate. Glory to God. That's the key to being in the will of God. It went on, he said, he got back down again. And he said, he cried out, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Now, praise God, I don't know about you, but I don't think that my life is the example you ought to follow. I think you ought to always follow after Jesus. People say, well, if you live so good, if you're so holy, well, you want me to live like you? No. No. I can fall. Jesus can never fall. Right now, you're sitting on the right hand of God, making intercession for me and for you. Right now, if you're lost and you're still in your sins and you've never come to know God, but praise the Lord, right now, he's making intercession for you with God. Father, put more condemnation on them, let it break them down, and they turn and cry out, Father, forgive me. Lord Jesus, come unto me. Make your abode with me, because that's what he wants. He said, it's not my will that none would perish, but all would come to repentance. And that needs to be mine and your will. And you got a part to play in. You remember he said that the fields, glory to God, they're ripe to harvest. He said, but the laborers, man, they're few. You can't find nobody wants to go and work in the fields for God, because this world is evil. You go out here and really work for God, people will run you down. People will talk about you. They'll say, oh, he thinks he's so holy. He's one of them old holy rollers. He'll get to talking and praying for you. He might go speaking in tongues or jumping up and down. But I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's called the Spirit of God. And people don't understand it. And I'm not going to explain it to them. Because if you don't seek it out for yourself, you'll never accept it. You'll never understand it. But when you come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, praise God, you'll be crying out to it. Give me more of that Spirit, God. I want to be more like Jesus and a whole lot less like me. Because that's the will of God for us. That's the will of God for us, is to be more like his Son. More like one that'll be willing to give himself for others. Glory to God. Not keeping his life unto himself. He said, he who loses his life for my sake will find it. I know what he's talking about now. Because let me tell you something about this old boy. I'm not saying nothing about how Satan had control at one time. I'm telling you, I lived a rough life. Partying and this and that. And the other, all kind of stuff. I did it, yeah. I was guilty. Not I, but the old me was. But when Jesus Christ come into my life, let me tell you something. I didn't have to go through no programs that they got to get off of nothing. I didn't have to go to a place and have mama wash my mouth out with soap to quit cussing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I didn't have to go talk to the biggest preacher in the world to get a desire to go to church and serve God. Because that was put in. When Jesus came in, he brought that with him, praise God. And when he goes inside you, that Holy Ghost comes. Hallelujah. I got baptized the last time by a Baptist preacher in Kentucky at 15th day of January. It snowed the cars white. It was so cold, everybody was shaking and shivering. And we got baptized in the creek. I wanted baptized so bad. We prayed that the creek would be like a bathtub. When they baptized me, they raised me up, and when they raised me out of the water, the Spirit took over, and I went to shouting and running up the creek and speaking in tongues. That bad speech, whoa, I hear somebody speaking in tongues. Well, it wasn't me. That's the thing. That was the sweet Holy Ghost that come inside. I desired so much of it. So right then, I wanted to feel it. I wanted to know that I knew that he had made a change, and I knew, glory to God, that I didn't get up from that altar that last time till I was in the will of God for me. And now, amen. I try to preach his word. I'm not a great preacher. I'm not a great orator. I can't speak with these great enticing words like a lot of them can. But I tell you this, it's heaven or hell, and we need to make a choice. Amen. You need to break away from the evil that holds you back. And reach out, and you reach out to Jesus, that nail-scarred hand will come and get a hold of you. He'll lift you out of sin, get you out of that miry clay. He'll set your feet on the rock of true salvation and true holiness, which is Jesus Christ. And he'll fill you up with a spirit so sweet that you never think about going back where you was. And glory to God, I hope that goes to everybody out there and they get a hold of it. And this gets a hold of you and you get to thank it. I've been living, I've been going to church for 30 years. Brother, I know what it is. I've never received the Spirit of God. There's something in your life that you won't let go of. There's something in you that needs cleaning up. Because Jesus, his Spirit, will not enter into a hog pen. If they sin in there, he's not coming. You've got to clean up. You've got to surrender to God and let him have his will in you. Well, that's the only way you do it. Glory unto his name. I want to read a little bit out of John, Big John. It's in the fourth chapter, start verse 31. This is when he met the woman at the well, the little Samaritan woman, you know. And he said, give me the drink. She said, why are you speaking to me, a Samaritan woman? The Jews don't have nothing to do with the Samaritans. He said, if you know who it was spoke to you, I'd give you living water. You remember that story? Was it part of it?
Yes.
In verse 31, it said, in the meanwhile, that's when she had went back into the city, said, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat you know not of. Oh, glory. What was he telling them? I'm doing the will of my Father. He said this, therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Now, I'm going to ask you something. If you're bold enough tonight to ask Jesus to forgive you and take your sins away, and to come into your life, and to live inside you, because he said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open up, I'll come in. I'll sup with him, and him with me. So he'll come inside you, and glory to God, he'll reside with you forever. If you'll let him in truly, let everything else be gone. But that house better be clean. Before he comes in, you better be getting rid of everything. You better be just what it said a while ago, a brand new creature with no old habits, no old desires, no stuff that you just can't let go of. It's just too good to let go of that. I keep this one little thing. You got to get rid of it all to get a hold of Jesus. And you say, well, wait a minute. There's some things I enjoy. Let me tell you something. Try you some Jesus. Get a hold of him. You think you enjoy the things of the world? Get a hold of God and see what he can do with you. See what he can do with your family. See what he can do in your marriage and with your children and with your friends and with your co-workers and your surroundings. Just see what he can do right here in your mind, the renewing of your mind, because the Holy Ghost, he gives you a new mind. You think different. You see different. You talk different. You smell different. You walk different. Glory to God. That's the will of God. He don't want us like we was. He wants us like we can be. And we can be the children of God. He made a way. He paid the price. And we can be the children of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. But he said, I've got to finish his work. And that's when he told him, said, you know, you look, lift up your eyes and look on stuff like you see something, and you say, this is that going to happen, that going to happen. But you don't know the will of God but by one thing, and that's the Spirit of God. And I'm fixing to show you that. This is what I really want to preach on, about the will of God and how do we know. And it comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I'm going to start verse 9 in there in chapter 2. But you know, I'm not smart enough. I don't know about everybody else. I wasn't a smart enough man that I could just start reading the word and knew exactly the will of God for my life. Because I thought I lived it right for a while, several years. But I got woke up one night. And he let me know he was going to call me one more time. I was wondering what he was going to call me for. Because I was living right, I thought. I was doing stuff in church. I'd get up and testify and witness. I'd testify. I'd go to the nursing homes with them when they went to preach and sing with them, me and my wife, and all this stuff. And I thought I was just really in the will of God till he woke me up saying, I'll call you one more time. I went to church that time, got down, I said, whatever it is. I don't care if I want to do it or not. Whatever it is, Lord, you showed me I want to do it. I yield to you, and I let go. And that's when I received the Holy Ghost when I got baptized that time. I got something from God a lot more than I asked. I got everything I needed to do what God would have me do. But this right here is what it says in verse 9. It says, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. We can sit here all day and debate on what heaven's going to be like, what the kingdom of God's going to be like. But he said no matter what you do, it won't enter into your mind or enter into your heart, because we don't have a clue how great the things God has prepared for us that walk and live in his will. And come in, and he sets you on that right hand because you're a sheep of his pasture. He's your shepherd. He's your guide. Glory to God. And it goes on and says this, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. That right there is something to think about. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God, like the will of God for us. And I'm going to ask you this question tonight. Christians, no matter what denomination you are, none of that don't matter to me. I don't care, because there's one church going on, and that's God's church, Jesus' church. We going home, yeah. But praise God, the sinners is not in that church. All the denominations, if they're of God, will be made up in that one church. But this is what I'm asking. How do you think you're going to know anything by the Spirit of God, by the sweet Holy Ghost, if you've never sought him out, you've never received him inside you to help you, to show you, to teach you, to be the ruler of your life, to be the one to show you God's will? Because I said it myself. I thought I was living right. I thought I was doing good. I thought I was obeying the word. Praise God. But I didn't. Because I didn't have the Spirit of God to teach me what God intended for my life to be in. I knew what I wanted to be, a Christian. I wanted Jesus in my life. But I didn't know enough about the Spirit of God to really desire and seek after him. But this is what it said again. Let's read it one more time. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searching all things, yea, the deep things of God, like his will for you, like his will for what your life ought to line up like. Maybe he's calling you to prophesy, and we don't believe it is. Well, you better read your Bible again. That's all I got to say on that, because it tells you in there, and I ain't talking about 13, where they say they've done away with chapter 14 in 1 Corinthians, the first verse, that desire spiritual gifts. Seek after them spiritual gifts. If they's done away with in 13, why would he go back in 14 and say seek after them? Desire them. Because they're not. They're not ending. Not to wear with him. Glory to God. But it says this, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. If you think you don't have to have the Spirit to truly know God and to know Jesus Christ, you better listen to this one more time. But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us, God. That's the next verse says that. The things he's given us, all the things God gives us, we don't know it. We're not receiving all that he can give us. Unless you got the Spirit, and the Spirit tells you what to desire, what to seek after, want to fashion your whole body and your soul and your strength on is to get closer and to get closer and to move up and to get more and to get stronger.
Amen.
And to be able to charge hell with a cup of water and never get burnt. Because God gives us that power. That's the power that brings the gifts to working in a church house. That's the power that gives you, the gift of healing, that you can pray for somebody that's sick and they recover.
Yes.
That's the spirit that gives you the words. You say, I can't talk good to people. I don't know what to say. That's the spirit that gives you the words to testify to people that can help bring them in. That's the words that you can speak to your children that will encourage them. The spirit of God to you. Without it, what are you saying to them? Well, you know to do better than that. You know that that's evil. You know, God will give you the words to say that can touch their hearts. Because we can't do it of ourselves. And go tell them. I'll read that verse for us. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Because, see, we don't know what all God's got to give us, but by the Spirit. And the Spirit will lead you. Said it would teach you everything. So it'll teach you what gifts God's got for us, what things He's laid up, that treasures that He can give you in your life. Oh, praise God. But now you got to have the Spirit to know how to get them. You got to have the Spirit of God in order to walk in a way that you can receive them and to live right. You know I want to live right before God. I got kids I have to live right in front of too. But I want God to see me as clean, as a holy. Your bodies are the temple of God. Did you know that? If you don't protect it and keep it holy, ain't nothing about you holy. And God won't stay there. Praise the Lord. He said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You got to spiritually discern through the Spirit the gifts that God has in your life that can help you be a better Christian, a better servant of God, a better helper to your friends and your neighbors. Did you know one of the gifts is the gift of helps? But if we can't help ourselves by receiving His Spirit, you'll not know nothing about them gifts. You'll not receive them gifts. You'll not have the fullness of glory to God. The body of Christ is us. We are the body of Christ. If so be that He dwells in us. But if He don't, I'm going to tell you whose fault it is. I preached this one time in a big mega church is up in Jasper, Alabama. Real good friend of mine invited me up to preach. And I got up and preached. I said, if you've been in this church serving God for 20 years, never received the Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell you why. It's because you don't want Him. Because God said, I'll withhold no good thing from you. It's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And glory to God.
Amen.
But we got to want it. We got to desire it. We got to seek after it. He said, glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Seek and you'll find. Hallelujah. Ooh. Ask and it'll be given. Knock and you'll receive. If you don't have mind enough for God to ask Him and to seek after Him and to knock, praise God, that's why you don't have the Holy Ghost. You've got to seek Him out. He wants to come inside. He wants to make His abode with you. He wants you to know everything about God that you can serve Him in a greater way. Praise God. But too many, they've laid back. Because they're satisfied where they're at. I know I'm living right. I give tithes. Then I give offerings too. I go out. And sometimes we go and sing at the nursing home. Sometimes I see somebody on the street. And I just go up and talk to them and stuff. Everybody does that. Everybody does something for God. You might not know it, but you do. But what if you was led by the Spirit and knew exactly what the will of God was you for you in that moment, that hour, that day, that year, whatever you got. If you can give it to God, wouldn't you think that gets a reward back to you. Glory to God. But the natural man, that's us without the Spirit, you see what I'm saying? The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. If you don't have the Spirit, you can't know of the Spirit. If you don't have the Spirit, you can't truly be born again and saved and sealed and sanctified and set apart and become a peculiar people, glory to God, zealous of good works. Because why? Because you don't have what you need to get in that place. You can't be holy, true and pure holy, glory to God, because you can't get in that place without the Spirit of God.
Amen.
But when the Spirit of God comes, everything else went out the window because I didn't need it anymore. I found what I needed for my soul. Glory to God. Remember, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That means receiving in you and learn of him. I'm meek and lowly of heart. Glory to God. But he also said, I can give you rest for your soul. I can give you rest for your soul. And praise God,
yeah,
your soul is trouble and trials and tribulation wearing you down. If you ain't got the Spirit of God, it'll overcome you after a while. But the Spirit of God is power. It's life. It's joy. Glory to God. He said unspeakable joy and full of glory. Because the Spirit brings the glory of God in me. That's why you become a light to this world, because he is shining forth from you. And everyone that comes near can see that light of God. Hallelujah. A glory. I told you before, I worked at that factory in Lexington, Kentucky. I didn't tell nobody I was a preacher. I went in there and I just bowed up and went to work. I'd work every day, and they come to me. You're a preacher, ain't you? And I said, yeah, who told you? I said, nobody. We could just tell. Now, people, that's a lie to God. That is no deceit. You can't fool them. They see God in you. And if he's not in you, I guarantee you, they see that too. Because when you go up and go to testify to them, they look at you, but that gold's not on you. Ask Sister Betty to give a testimony about going to a store the other day and to come up to her and say, hey, we've seen you glowing as you come in. Even your clothes was glowing. She can tell you about it. That's God in you. That's God shining forth through you. That's God letting you be the true light that you're supposed to be to this dead and adulterous world out here. Glory to God. Oof, I feel like running a little bit. Praise the Lord. He said, this is that we seek, you know, but the natural man can't give. But he or she that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judge of no man. They can say, oh, this, oh, that about you, because you serve God in the Spirit and in truth. But you know what? Their words will convict them into hell if they don't repent. But your words have set you up for the kingdom of God and all the things he's prepared for them that love him. Glory to God. And you can know ahead of time that you have an entrance made into the kingdom of God because you're walking in his will and the Spirit told you.
Amen.
Who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct you? And then he goes on and says, but we have the mind of Christ. Because if he, in the form of the Holy Ghost, came to dwell within you, we have the mind of Christ. We can't be deceived any longer. We can't be fooled any longer. You see, there's something about when Jesus comes in us, hallelujah, God, and when he comes in, praise God, you're just awful hard to be deceived by the devil and the things of the world anymore. Glory to God. All the stuff that's going on, it's so wicked today. That don't fool me. That don't show me nothing but a way to hell. But every time I get down and seek God, I get a little bit more and move a little bit closer. And I try to get a little closer to the fire. Hallelujah. That keeps me lit on the inside. Glory to God. Because he baptized me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And friend, let me tell you this. There's still a little fire burning on the inside of me. And you ain't got none. Then praise God. Your wood's so wet, you can't catch it on fire. You better get with the program and get down on your knees and ask God, come inside you. Clean me up that I am worthy of your presence in my life. God, I know I'm a sinner because the word of God said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if I've not got your spirit, I can be deceived just as well as anybody else. No matter how good I think I am, no matter how holy I think I'm living, without your spirit, I can't know that I'm pleasing you. I can't know the mind of God toward me without your spirit. I'm asking you, come inside me, God. I'm opening the door. You've been knocking, and I'm opening it. And I ask you, please, come inside me and forgive me. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Seal me up. Sanctify me with your spirit. Glory to God that I can be a servant of the Most High God. Because, people, there's coming a day when we're not going to have no more chances. There's coming a day soon. You know what? That last shooting they had on TV went to a Christian school and shot it up because Christians don't believe in that life. I'm going to tell you something, though. I don't fight them. I don't come against them. I just tell them that's wrong in my book and in God's book and in God's eyes. And if they keep living that way, they're going to regret it one day. Glory to God. And when they do that stuff, they ain't happy. And they just get so down and so out because they realize they've made a mistake that you can't take back. Well, praise God. That's like blaspheming the sweet Holy Ghost. They said, you can blaspheme the Son of God. You can talk about me. You can run me down. You can say I'm not real. But if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you'll not find forgiveness in this world or the world to come. Because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Christ that comes inside us. And he's called the Holy One of Israel. If you read in the book, Glory to God of Isaiah, hallelujah, because that's who he is. He's the Holy One of Israel. He's the Holy One that come down here and paid mine and your price. And we don't have to worry anymore because we done been paid for. We've been cleaned up. We've been purified. Hallelujah. But if you stop right there, you still can't walk in the will of God because you'll never know what it is till you clean up enough to receive his spirit. People get mad at me if you want to. But I've heard them say, I've been seeking after the Holy Ghost 10, 12 years. Well, there's something in the way or the Holy Ghost will come inside. He longs to live inside you. He even said, me and my Father will make our abode with you. When he does, you've got the Spirit of God and of Christ inside you. And they ain't nothing that you can't accomplish if you'll do it through the power of God. Because the Bible said we can do all things in Christ Jesus, which strengtheneth us. He gives us the strength to go out and testify. He gives us the strength to preach. He gives us the strength to be a prayer warrior. Get up in the middle of the night, have somebody come in your heart, and you get down and pray till daylight, knowing you got to go to work. But you do God's will first. Then he'll give you strength to go to work. He'll give you strength to follow in his steps. Glory to God. Brother Yearwood, when he was alive, my good friend, Sister Betty's husband, he said, I want to be so close after Jesus. I want the Spirit to guide me so close that when Jesus moves his right foot, I put my foot where his was. When he moves his left foot, I want to put it with. I want to follow in the steps of Jesus Christ. When you desire him in that way, the Bible said, and the day you desire and seek him with your whole heart, that is the day you'll find him. That is the day that you'll receive the Holy Ghost. That's when you'll be sanctified. Hey, glory. That's when you'll be set free. That's when the true light of God will shine out of you. That can say, I walk in the will of the Father. I walk as he tells me. He guides me and teaches me because he's inside you. You can't do it without it. As hard as I tried, and believe me, I'd give my heart to God a long time before I received the Spirit of God. That was my fault. But when I surrendered everything and desired it more than life, he gave me life. And he gave it so much more abundant than I'd ever known. Because he said he wanted to give you life, but he wanted to give you life more abundant. He wants you to know the joy of feeling him. And when trouble comes, trials come, glory to God. Just like the other night, we had tornadoes messed a mile down the road. It hit. It was coming right at us. And I went on the carport, stretched my hands up toward that cloud, and I asked God to put his hand down. I asked, do it like he did when he was in the hinder part of the ship. And they woke you up, and they said, Master, care you not that we perish? And he said, where are you doubt? Where's your faith? I'm right here. Well, he's right there with you. Once he comes inside, you don't have to worry about where he's at. You know he lives inside you. And even in the face of the storm, you can pray. That storm turned, and it went about a mile down the road down here. Hit a bunch of trees, laid them all down, tore stuff up, went up on a place where there wasn't nobody living. That's God. It got Amory, Mississippi. It got my sister's house. Tore it up. My niece's house had a big tree fall into it. You know, God works miracles in it, though. I got to tell you this. There's a man driving his pickup. He was coming across the Tom Bigby Waterway. Big tall bridge, that tornado. Picked his truck up. He said it went around and around, carried it and set it down a big old pond. He said when it lit, he said he sat there for a minute, got his head about it, opened the door, said it's a little bit over waist deep. He walked out of the pond. People run out and said, are you all right? Are you all right? He said, yeah, can one of you give me a ride on? Wasn't even hurt. That's God. That's God. You'll know when he's
amen. Working.
You'll know when he's about you. You'll know because you'll be about the Father's business. You'll be testifying, telling people, let me tell you what God done for me in the midst of a tornado. He took me off this great high bridge, brought me way down in the valley, set me down in a pond, and never hurt me. That's the God I serve. Who do you serve today? Who do you want to be inside you today? Because the devil's ready to move in. He's going right now, right by you, just like an old lion snapping at you. Seeking whom he may devour, and he'll eat your soul. And without the Spirit of God, you won't know if you're walking on the right road or the wrong road, because you won't know the will of God towards you unless you get the Spirit to search the mind of God towards you. I love you, but I want you to pray. I want you to get down. And if you get a hold of God and haven't never felt him in that way, write in on Reaching the World for Christ. Tell us about it. Or we can rejoice with you because I'm preaching, because I want to see soldiers. We're in the last days. They're already talking about persecuting churches and Christians and all that. Well, the Bible said they would. Said they'd bring us before councils and rulers and synagogues and try to throw us down because we won't believe the junk they're trying to push on America and on us. I believe Jesus Christ. I believe he's the one way that you can get to God. I believe he's the one way that you can find true salvation. And I believe that you can't live holy without his Spirit. You
amen.
Can't know the will of God. Seek him out tonight. He's waiting to hear from you. He's sitting up on the wire right now. And that's the reason Jesus hasn't come back. Because he's begging to give him a little longer. Give him a little longer. Maybe somebody will say one word that'll help him. If this word helps you, please don't cast it away. Share it to somebody else. Tell others about it. Tell them, you know, we've got to have the Spirit of God to know his will for us. That man brought it out. It's in 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter. Read it for yourself. Study that and see if that ain't what that means. Until I get to come again, I hope God blesses you and brings you so close to him that Satan has to go around you because you'll be standing on holy ground. The ground of God. And I love you, pray for you, and just ask God to bless you. I'm going to turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Okay, we're going to go over there and sing. Just pray for us. Both of us are having breathing problems, but we're still going to try this for the Lord, so just pray for us as we get over here and sing. Praise the Lord.
When I look around and see the good things He does for me, I know.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to take a few requests here and turn in a few requests, and then Tim can come back around and sing some more. Okay, Dora and Jay, they're needing God to move for them. Dora's having to take chemo, and she's been pretty sick with it. Remember a little girl named Julie that was in children's hospital the other day with bowel problems? She's had 7 surgeries this past year, and she needs a miracle.
Yeah,
so remember this little girl in your prayers and her mom and dad. Remember Sharon Nowak. She's asking for prayers. Tabby is sick and still needs prayer. Carolyn Cooper needs God to move for her. And Cookie Wood, she says that the doctor tells them that her son-in-law is dying and they're needing prayer for the family. And remember Dustin, he needs healing. I think he's still in the hospital. Gwen Poole said to remember all of her children that need salvation. And she needs healing in her body. She has diabetes. She needs to lose weight. She needs healing in her legs. And she said that her children need to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So remember all of her kids. Remember all those out there on Facebook that need prayer. If you have a prayer request, just put it in the comments, and we'll see it there, and we'll pray over it. And just pray for little Landon, little Noah that's going through chemo treatment. Angie Yates says to remember all of her family. She's got heart problems. Her dad's getting up in his age and is having health problems. And guess her mother and her brother, I don't know if he's gotten out of the hospital yet or not, but he's been having lots of health issues. So remember that whole family. Remember Wanda Hicks. She just wrote in again a while ago and says she's asking for prayers for her husband, Larry, that's in NICU with many issues. And she said he has pneumonia in his right lower lung. And as of a few hours ago, there was blood in his lung. And he needs to be on a vent. He was bleeding on the brain the other day. And he needs God to move for him. And she said that they was going to put him on a vent, but it wasn't possible. So
yeah,
they've got him on some kind of breathing tube or something. And she said that the lung doctor was going to do some kind of a test on him so to see if they could stop the bleeding. So remember him. Remember all their family. And remember all the ones in the nursing homes, the hospitals, all the shut-ins. Brother Miles, do you have any?
Yeah, remember my brother-in-law, Freddie Lindley? He just had a pacemaker put in yesterday. And come home, he's trying to get adjusted to all that. They're the ones that had their house blowed away. They're staying, friends letting them stay at their house. A lot of problem and thing. And I didn't hear that. One that we got up here named Laura Lindley, her daddy. She's married to Freddie's son. And her daddy was over at her house, and he fell. Hit his head on the ground. And he had a brain bleed. He went unconscious. They rushed him to the hospital and worked on him. And they said the brain bleed they thought was stopped, but sounded just like what you were saying. But he got where he couldn't breathe. So they put the tube down. Then they come back and said he's going to have to put a trach in. And they said they couldn't put the trach in. He couldn't stand it. And so they had to go back and put the tube back in him to breathe. And they're trying to figure out, you know, what all's wrong with his lungs. So the same situation. I didn't hear who you said that was. But this is Laura Lindley.
Larry Hicks, we used to go to church with in South Carolina. His mom and dad used to be our pastors.
Now that's amazing. That's two that's exactly like the prayer request. And remember, you know, all these little kids at St. Jude's and things, we send money to St. Jude's and we get them letters about every other day, you know, wanting more money from. They send them and show us the kids, and we get pictures of them and the stuff they're going through and the steps as they go along. And it'd break your heart if you got God. Tears you up bad.
Amen.
And you never run out of stuff to pray for. But remember my lost children. I got lost children, grandchildren. I know we all got somebody we love or care about that's lost and undone without Jesus. I just want to say, you know, he is so easy to get in your life. All you got to do is open up and let him in.
Yeah.
So easy. And I tried to explain it tonight that the joy he brings is, it's worth, you ain't giving nothing up. You gain everything, though. Now, y'all remember that? And there's Annette Lamb. She needs a prayer. She's getting worse. She can't breathe good. She can't even talk on the phone to mom, and they love to talk. And getting worse, she can't talk on the phone much. She's running out of air. They're about,
what was
she's
that?
Younger than me. Annette Lamb.
Okay.
And remember Denver Nichols. They lost a son about 2 weeks ago to cancer. I went up to see him, you know, at his house and talked to him. Denver looks terrible. He's been having real bad heart problems, going back and forth to Birmingham to remember him in their prayers. And remember a good friend of mine, Bobby Joe Dupree, and his wife, Charlotte. I seen them the other day and said they've been having a lot of health problems, running back and forth to doctors and all that, so remember them. It's just so many right now that's got so many problems. It seems like it's a world's winding up, people. You know, it's a song I sang, and no time to lose. We don't know how much time we've got. We don't know what God's planning for this world, but I know he's planning an end for it someday. And it may be tomorrow. It might be tonight. But be ready when it is. I say that for everybody. I love you. I want to share heaven with everybody on earth. Ain't nobody here I just like enough to see them go to hell. Just remember me, too. I've been having, I got that storm we had the other day, last Friday. I got hit in the back with lightning. I had a hold of the door fixing to come in the back door, and it hit, we think it's our satellite dish, but it ran in and hit me in the back. Just doubled me over. I was fixing to fall back outside, and I happened to get a hold of the door. But I've been about crippled up, my left leg and my back's hurting real bad. So y'all pray for me, too. I want to be on that prayer list. I know what God can do.
Yes.
Keep lifting Mother up, you know. She's having, seems like she's doing better right now than she's done in 2 or 3 months. And I know it's prayer. Because she's 94 years old. Nancy, I'll turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Okay. There's James and Nellie Williams needs prayer. Tish Alexandria. And Donovan needs prayer. Cameron Young. She needs prayer, and Alexis Young, and Jesse Young, and Lee MacArthur, Sabrina Wood, and there's just so many that need prayer.
Amen.
Mindy Graben, Destiny Hahn. And trying to get them up here. I got them on the Facebook here. Brenda Carden says, please pray for my daughter and her and our family. And Sharon Archer says, please pray for Tabby. She's still sick. And those babies to take care of. So remember her. Betty Pemberman says to pray for the Hip family. And remember April and her boy, Abel. They need prayer. And Carla Locke said to remember her sister, Becky Roberts, that's going in tomorrow at 3 o'clock for surgery on the bladder. Remember this. And there's just many, many more. Let's remember my nephew, great-nephew, Kevin Strickland. He says to pray for my little ones. They don't feel good. And pray for Mariah. That's his oldest daughter. She broke her foot, and it's been hurting today. She had surgery, I think, on it. And so just remember all of his family. He's got 6 kids.
And Billy Keeler wrote in saying that he's wanting prayer for his family.
And Billy Keeler wrote in and said that he's needing prayer for his family. To remember all of them.
Amen.
And remember all of my family that need to be saved and all the ones in my family that need healing. God knows every one of them. And remember all the ones over here at both churches that need healing, that need God to move in some way for them. God knows every request of Brother Miles. We're just going to go to the Lord in prayer and ask God to just touch. Remember Angie and Leon and Daniel and Lisa and Serenity and Nellie. All of them need the healing in their body. So remember all of them. And just go ahead and take us to the Lord in prayer there.
Father God, we come before you tonight, Lord. You hear how many we're lifting up to your mighty throne.
Thank you for everything.
You touch and heal those that are sick, Father. But God, we want to thank you now for the word that came out tonight, Lord. I love it. And I know it meant something to me, and I ask you, Lord, let it mean something to everyone that hears it, God, because we need to know your will to be in us. But, Lord, one of our gifts is a gift of prayer, a gift of work food. Lord, we ask you for these tonight. Dear God, that are sick, I ask you for Brother Billy and his family, dear God. I ask you for them. Dear God, all those that we've called out their names tonight, Freddie and others that are sick, Father, that you would move on them and heal them. Raise their bodies up and strengthen them, God. But Lord, it's you that the answer to our prayers is Jesus. And a way to pray it. He said, pray it in the Holy Ghost. God, I know that so many of my life is out there that don't know you. But God, I ask you before this night's over that you'd bring some of them in, Father. I'd love to see everyone saved. But dear God, I ask you to bring some in, to bring men to your throne room, God, and let them know that you are God and you alone. But God, I ask you to move tonight for all those that was in those tornadoes in Mississippi, Father. The Lord, to move on them and bless their lives. Dear God, you saved them from death. Now save them, Lord, from ruin. They don't have a place to stay. They don't have nothing they can work at for the love story. And God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to be with them and help them, to be with all these children that we've lived up, dear God. Help them that has got this cancer. And Lord, and bless them and drive that cancer from them. Lord, there's people out there tonight that's crying out for a miracle in their life, God. And I'm asking you for that miracle to come unto them, Father God. I ask you to lift them up with your mighty, speak the word on me, and it'll be done, Father. But dear God, I ask you a miracle for the ones that are lost and unknown, that's never known you, that's never sought you out, that asked you to be their Savior. I ask a miracle in me, that, Lord, they'd be under strong conviction, that they'd get on their knees and cry out to Jesus, and that he would heal them from sin and raise them up a new creature in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray this. Among all the things, God, the greatest prayer is for salvation. But, Lord, after that it's healing. And, Lord, after that it's healing. You said you know what we have need of before we ask, God. So you knew these requests before we ever brought them for Freddie and all these around here and Annette and Mother and me, Lord. You know what we have need of. And we want to thank you now, God, for answering our prayers and for moving on them. Because I believe that you hear from heaven and you see our faith and that your hand is moving. God, that you'll speak that word and it'll all be accomplished. The Lord, by the power of God, in the name of Jesus, and for the glory of God. Lord, we honor and praise you. We ask for our families that need healing to be healed and that need saving to be saved. We ask for the families of this world, all the years, your precious name, Lord. We glorify you. Magnify your wonderful name. Hallelujah, God. Praise
you.
Glory, honor and praise, Lord. Help us to do more for you. Give us more of your spirit that we can walk closer to you. Lord, every time you move a foot, let us put our foot there. Let us walk in the spirit of Jesus. And live with the word of you. And let them see your light shine from us that they might know that there truly is a God that truly loves us. We ask it all in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Praise your holy
Thank
name.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah to your name.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Just remember our pastor in prayer. Sometimes he has to take a break because we go, so much into services and tonight's one of the nights that he had to, you know, he has to take off and rest and get his body back, get his strength back, you know, like it needs to be. So just remember him tonight in your prayers. And we're going to be pretty busy, so just pray for strength for all of us. And we'll have Tim come around and sing a few songs, and then we'll turn it back over to Brother Miles for a few minutes. Just worship the Lord with us here and keep your mind on the Lord. Whatever you're on, the Lord can do it.
To each of us today, they say just be your own thing, it's your life anyway. But God has no way laid down, we must come out from the old. If every people, if we're gonna live for Him.
Amen.
So I'll learn to be careful in a world of compromise. I'll thank for His Jesus, though I might be criticized. For me, you ridiculed, mocked, and crucified. So I'll learn to be different in a hard and sanctified.
Amen. Yeah.
I may not be famous, and my name may never be. If my life is on letter for all the world to see, I can't hold my breath up high, no different I may be, for I know when my Jesus comes, the winter ever in Rome be.
Yeah.
I'll learn to be different in a world of compromise. I'll stand for you, Jesus, though I be criticized. Lord, if you really show fall and crucified, I'll learn to be different.
How does it feel?
Turn it back over to Brother Miles. We've got about 14 minutes left. 1 Peter 3:17 says, "For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. I'd rather be in the Lord's will and be doing what he wants me to do any day and suffer for him than to be out doing the, you know, bad things of this world." So, Brother Miles, go ahead.
Sister Betty, you know, I was thinking about when I was preaching a while ago, you know, there is denominations that they serve God in their way, and I know that, and some of them may get dislike me or whatever because I preach about the Spirit of God, but I read it out of the Word. And when I read the Word, I got to obey the Word. And I thought about, you know,
amen,
I went to church for years and years where they preached that Spirit, they never preached much on the Spirit or receiving the Spirit or knowing the Spirit and being led by the Spirit. But without the Spirit,
amen,
how do we serve God? Do we serve it in the flesh? Do we serve him that way? Because my Bible says we can't. And I can't
amen
do nothing but preach what the word says. Because, you know, the word of God is the truth. He said, let the word be the truth and all men be a liar. I really believe that. Because if it ain't, then we're trusting us to know the way. And we're not trusting God. But we've got to trust the Lord. And I think that right there is the one thing we've got to get in our heads. We don't know what we ought to know. We just think we know it all. And there's church. We listen to the churches. And I know that they believe, you know, some of them do, that the spirit and the gifts and all that's gone. But I know what the Bible says. And you talk about what God would have for each one of us to do. It comes out of the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. And the first verse said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, listen, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I say once again, and I don't want to offend anybody, their denomination or nothing, but how can you live to the Spirit if you don't have it? How can you be led by the Spirit if you don't have the Spirit? How can you be pleasing to God when he wants you to have his Spirit? Because he said, it goes on and says this, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Well, if it's the law of the Spirit, I'm not under that law if I don't have the Spirit, am I? Because that Spirit is a law to itself. That is part of God. It said, and the Bible tells us so. It said there's a Father, there's the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. They're one and the same. They're all part of one God. And when you think about it, I don't want to leave part of God out. And they might not believe in the Spirit, but you better believe in the Word of God. It said that the Word was God. So if it is God, we've got to follow it. And this is what it goes on to say. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I want to ask you something tonight, and I don't care what denomination you are. Denominations are man-made. That's where we've split up with our little petty differences. We can't follow God because we don't agree on everything it said or everything the preacher preached. So I'm going to go over there and get me another preacher, and we're going to get one to preach it this way. That's not how the word is meant. The word is spiritually discerned, but you've got to have the Spirit to feel what the Spirit's telling you, to be led by the Spirit, and glory to God. I want to know that I've got everything of God I can get. And glory to God, I think, but if we walk after the flesh and not after the Spirit, he said, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Well, we preach tonight on walking and living every day, every moment, in the will of God. There's people go to church. Every time they come, they'll say, pray that I continue in the will of God. Pray, well, you got to continue in the Spirit to be in the will. Because I just read it to you. And glory to God. That says, for to be carnally minded, that's fleshly minded, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And I don't know about everybody else out there, but I like a little peace in my life every now and then. I don't want to sit and worry and grieve over what's going on in the world or how many's lost or how many's falling for this new thing or that new thing or like they are. If you think you're this, then you are, like they're trying to teach. But that's not right, because when you think with the Spirit, you know who you are. You know you're sealed. You know you're sanctified. You know you're set apart. You know there's a God in heaven. His Spirit will testify to it inside you. You'll feel him moving on you and leading you. And you say, oh, you're an old holy roller. Yes, I am. But I ain't saying you got to shout. I ain't saying you got to speak in tongues. I'm saying if the Spirit tells you to, do it. Because the Spirit is the will of God. His Spirit teaches us all things. And praise God, if he wants me to speak in tongues, then I'm going to break loose and speak in tongues. And I'm not going to get it, but the Spirit of God within me does it. I never done it at all in my life. Did not believe in it till I got baptized last time. And I come out of the water speaking in tongues. And this is a man right here that did not much believe in that. I thought that was foolishness. I thought it was crazy until the Spirit of God came inside me. And I realized that's just part of God. That's part of his blessings. That's how he lets you know that he's inside you. Glory to God. That's where we get that feast from. And he was talking about it, praise God. And he says this, the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. See, we can't walk in the will of God and live in the flesh. And you say, well, I don't want to die right now. He ain't talking about killing your flesh completely. He's talking about not live and follow after the flesh, but follow after the Spirit of God. Because that Spirit is what transforms you. That Spirit is what renews your mind. That Spirit that brings life eternal into you. That Spirit is the key that'll get you in the gates of heaven. Praise God. That Spirit is what sanctifies you and sets you apart from the rest of the world. Yeah, you're different. Yeah, there's a change. Yeah, there's something real. There's life in you, real life in you, enjoyable life, something that you can stand on when the world is burning around you. You can stand on that Spirit of God and know no matter what, I'm making it in because his Spirit resides with me. Glory to God. He says this, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And I can't say that any place. Me and Brother Don have preached this so many times, and still when I get excited in the Spirit, I always go back to that scripture. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ living in you, you do not belong to Christ. You're none of his. He's not redeemed you. You're not born again. You're not sealed, saved, and sanctified. You're not set apart, but you're just part of the world. You're just part of the world. And he said the world is going to burn up in the end, even the elements and milk. So praise God, if tonight that you don't believe in it because your denomination don't believe in the Spirit, don't tell them. You seek out the Spirit of God. If the Spirit of God will come into you, I guarantee you, you'll be trying to convince some people that it's the most real thing you've ever felt. Glory to God in your entire life. It's life. It's the feeling of life. It's the strength of life. It's the power of God. Hallelujah. Unto salvation is when you receive his Spirit within you. Let me read that again. Glory to God. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Don't let them convince you. You don't have to have the Spirit to get into heaven. Because I just read it. If you're not none of Christ, how are you getting in the gate? Because guess what? He knows who's his. The ones that's his, he's got their name written in the glory to God, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Right now, if your name's not written down, it's because you don't have his Spirit and you're not none of his.
Amen.
Why is it you think that God wants us to live to the Spirit and not the flesh? Because the flesh cannot please God. The flesh cannot find the things of God. The flesh don't want the things of God because lust and envy and desires and all that is in the flesh. But the Spirit of God is pure. Which thing is holy and true and glory to God. The Spirit of God will carry us home. When this whole world's over, bless God, I want my children to get the Spirit of God. They're so strong that when they come and see me, I can see the light of God in them. And I'll know that they're ready to go on. That's what I want for them. Here's what it goes on saying. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit his life because of righteousness. Yeah. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells. What does that quicken mean? He brings you new life. Glory to God. You get a new life. You get a new start. You a brand new creature. All the other junk is gone when you receive the Spirit of God. Because his Spirit, like I said, it won't even come in you as long as there's sin in your life. And glory to God. He's got to have somebody that was willing to throw everything away just for the hope of getting a hold of him. Glory to God. That's the kind of people he's on. It don't matter about your denomination. It matters about your desire for Jesus Christ in your life. That's what's going to count in the end. That's what he's looking for. That's what he said. We need to be a peculiar and zealous of good works. We're a peculiar people, set apart from the world. Why? Because we have the Spirit of Christ. We have the Spirit of Christ. We've been called to the Spirit of Christ. He is calling you to that. It don't matter who you are, where you are, or what you've been believing. Tonight, Jesus Christ wants his Spirit to come into you. He wants to call you brother or sister or mama or friend. And he's wanting it tonight. He wants you to give up, give in, receive the greatest gift of God there is. You say, oh, that's grace. No, it's his Spirit that carries us into grace. Tonight I ask you all, try and get a hold of him in a way that you've never felt his Spirit, then get a hold of him in a way that you do. Because the day, the moment, the second that his Spirit comes in, I'm telling you, it opens your eyes up to where you look at the same things, but you see them totally different. You'll hear the same words, but you hear them different. You'll be out here and look at people doing evil things, but you look at them with prayer in your heart for them, not this desire to, in order to knock them in the head. Anybody do something like that, all that's gone. And people, only the Spirit of God can replace our sinful nature with the nature of Jesus Christ within us. Tonight I just ask you, remember that. We preached on the will of God. That is his will for you, that you would receive the Spirit of his Son, Jesus Christ, to reside in you forever and to help you make it into the kingdom of God. Sister Betty, I'll give it back. I know we're either about gone or fixing to go, but I'll just turn it back to you.
Yeah. Okay. We thank you for coming on here and obeying the Lord. Good word. And before we go off here, Fairmount House of Prayer will be in revival the 13th, 14th, and 15th. We'll be down there the 15th and of next month, April the 15th, we'll be down there. And so just if you're around Fairmount, Georgia, or the surrounding areas, just come on out and be with us. Brother Johnny will welcome everybody to come and be with him. And so everybody, just we want to say we love you and we thank you and we praise God for each and every one of you. And we're going to be back on next Monday at 6 p.m. Brother Don Harris's, Pastor Don Harris's broadcast. And then on Thursday again, we'll be back with the Reaching the World for Christ from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA time. And so we want to say we love y'all. God bless, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye, y'all. I love you.
Bye.
We love y'all.